Good afternoon and welcome to the second hour of Born on the 4th of July. Today is the 17th day of July 2009, and we're about 6 or so months into a presidency of Barack Hussein Obama. Today's guest, Joe McCutcheon, a tall, handsome man, been around for a while, a pilot, a businessman, an American, lived the American dream, succeeded in what he tried to do, and now is fighting for his country. A Minuteman, outspoken, spends his own money for billboards. I think you'll love him too. Anyway, Joe, it's always nice to hear from you, welcome you here on Born on the 4th of July, and I'm always happy to share with the listener if I have met the personality that they're listening to. I'm proud to say I had a lovely dinner and listened to his ideas and met him and his wife. I'm always proud to tell you that. So we are up against it, ladies and gentlemen, in the mid of July 2009. We're not just saying that to cause alarm. It's heartfelt. Heartfelt from the whole inside of a patriotic American. Any patriotic American could see that's in front of them and have to take action. So we're talking about what goes into a vaccine, what are the protocols, the procedures in order to prepare all of this vaccination effort. We read in the paper this week that hundreds of thousands of dollars are being scheduled for individual schools here in Utah to get the program going in the fall. So I'll ask you to take it away and help us there with that on the vaccines. And then we'll go to the video that you sent me.
With reference to the vaccine, there's so many parameters involved in this whole program. As I mentioned at the top of the show, I think that I firmly believe that genocide, and you can call it anything you want to, but the ultimate results are always the same. I think there are multiple types of genocide in their embryonic phase, and some of them full-blown already in vogue going around, instituted by our country. The vaccines, it's easy to infuse other drugs into a vaccine. Notice two things, that the FDA approved this in short order. Normally, it takes years for FDA approval. We've had drugs that are so important to the American public that have not been approved for at least a decade, yet they're used in Europe routinely. And notice also that there's been no approval from the citizens regarding these vaccinations, and I would refuse to allow my three grandchildren to be vaccinated by any of these, regardless of what they maintain. But it's easy for them to induce other compounds into these vaccines, where they be legitimate or not, that promote sterility and impotence. And they do this simply in many of just titering these vaccines for lyophilization. There's all sorts of methods to do this, and they're quite simple to get their desired results. So again, it gets down to the question you've asked all day: why would you trust any government agency? And you'd be an absolute fool if you did.
So, we'll go to break here, and we'll be right back with Joe McCutcheon.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
Well, I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens and dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect, that yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartivite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Attention RBN listeners, the Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
They say 50 is the new 40. I like that idea. But it won't change the facts about prostate health. At my age, you have to understand what the prostate affects. Urine flow, intimacy, sleeping habits, overall quality of life. So if you're like me and you want to give your body nutritional support for a healthy prostate, then take what I take. All natural beta prostate. Now, many men try Saw Palmetto, but Beta Prostate has hundreds of times more healthy plant sterols. In Europe, doctors prescribe plant sterols for prostate support, but here you can get them in non-prescription Beta Prostate. This is targeted nutrition, and it works with your body. So why wouldn't you take this amazing nutrient? Here's a number you can call to try Beta Prostate risk-free. Call 800-362-5848. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or you get your money back. 800-362-5848. That's 800-362-5848.
Welcome back to Born on the 4th of July. I hope you enjoyed the music on the program. I do. It sets a pace and it reminds me that I am an American and I like the spirited, patriotic music. Joe, we're talking about a massive, massive onslaught of vaccines. And the protocol we've talked about has not been held. The FDA, whatever, is very selective in allowing the go-ahead to this pandemic. I always ask, what do they know that I don't know? When they predict the pandemic, like Dr. Margaret Chan of the World Health Organization. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, that's UN, World Health Organization, having the power to make another step or another demand, and we'll all have to have the vaccines, and they're mandated. There are fines. You can become a felon if you don't have that, right, as they say, can take your property if they choose to do so. And enforce martial law if a governor suspicions in his own state that he has a problem. I don't know, Joe, that it's been this bad since you and I have known one another for a few years now. I don't know that we've been to this level before.
No, I don't think we have. And we can credit George Bush for setting the table for the Kenyan. George Bush was involved in all kinds of unconstitutional and unlawful acts. As you recall, he pushed through the Patriot Act 1 and 2, the Military Commissions Act, habeas corpus he denied, posse comitatus he neutered, all sorts of unconstitutional, immoral, illegal acts. But it all set the table to allow Obama to totally destroy our country. Americans are having a microburst of destruction raining down on us. And back to the vaccine, just a simple statement. The one thing that you alluded to and I want to go back to is the arrogance of this government, all branches, all division, which they take on something as monumental as these vaccines, these untested vaccines, and have the audacity to demand under threat of law to vaccinate my kid, your kids, myself, yourself. I just can't comprehend that type of activity. We're just another Nazi Germany, and I'm not too sure Nazi Germany wasn't tame compared to what this government, not only the current one, but ones that have passed, are not more brutal. This is just a heinous conduct that they're trying here. I do think the one thing, other than voting all incumbents out, I think if Americans would stand up en masse and say, we've had enough of you, don't lay another hand on us. I'm talking about hundreds of thousands of Americans. These politicians would fade away like a raindrop on I-40. They're cowards, they're weakling, they're self-serving parasites, and we just need to box the snot out of them.
I note that we have a return call from Dean from the Northwest. Dean, if you'll just be brief, tell us what's on your mind. We'll see if we can answer that question or discuss with you, and then we'll move on. We've got a lot of topics we're going to cover.
Yes, Mary Jean, or Barbara Jean, this is just has to do with the vaccines and the, I think it's what, the H1N1 so-called virus.
Yes.
Now, I don't have the documentation on this, but my daughter said she had read that the makeup of this H1N1 is exactly in exact proportions, one-third each, swine, avian or bird virus, and human virus. Now, it's been speculated it'd be almost impossible for those three virus strains to unite in nature, but to unite in exact one-third proportions to me is a smoking gun that this virus that has been released in around the world is not as virulent as they thought it would be, but it is a man-made, probably made in a U.S. lab, military or otherwise. It is a man-made virus, and that is the excuse they're going to use to bring on these vaccines, which to me are going to have a lot of adjuvants in them, I think that's the proper word, that are not going to be good for us. This is probably the most criminal enterprise activity in the history of the world that the U.S. government is involved in.
Caller made an excellent point about the proportions there, and that's the one thing that they have to be extremely careful of, regardless of where it's a drug for impotence, drug for sterility, or no matter what. The proportion to bring these out in to assure both populations, male and female, get it equally, et cetera, et cetera. He also brought out the point about a government agency. The foundation for American horseplay or criminal conduct is in a place called Camp Dietrich, Maryland. I happened to be through there back in my military days many days ago, and I did not comprehend the magnitude of what the U.S. government was doing then. I'm talking about in 1953, and yet they were already bringing out compounds that were just unbelievable. So I would say, if I had to guess where this compound, if in fact it does exist, I'd say it came from Camp Dietrich, Maryland.
We would like to give to the audience the name of the doctor that you might check on a search engine, Dr. Jeffrey Taubenberger, Taubenger, Taubenberger. I believe he got a contract to recreate a novel flu virus, and there you go, ladies and gentlemen, that could be added to the mix. So very serious story. Thank you for your call, Dean.
Thank you.
We're going to go to Dave Hodge. Hello. Dave
Hodges with an S. Hi, Barbara Jean. Hi, Joel. Great show. And what I just wanted to say is, you know, I've had a chance to talk to Dr. Rebecca Carley at some length, as well as Pat Jordan, on this subject. And I've come to the conclusion, and I don't say this lightly, but when they come out this fall and say that you must take your inoculation or else, well, I'm going to take the or else. In fact, I'm making an appointment with the state retirement system here because I will retire if they require as a measure of my job that I must be inoculated. The next thing I'm going to do is I'm going to go get some homeschooling documents since I'm an educator by trade, and I will keep my eight-and-a-half-year-old son out of school if they require inoculations. And, you know, what it's going to take is for everyone to stand up and just say no. I mean, what's the government going to do if we all refuse? Build a fence around the country and call it jail?
I don't put it past them. A response, Joe, what are you going to do? Joe?
Say it again, please, ma'am.
I said, give a response to what Dave says. He's going to say no.
Well, I say bravo to him, and I say, oh, that's what I was alluding to a moment ago, is Americans have to stand up by the hundreds of thousands and tell them we're through with this nonsense, this criminal, traitorous conduct. The days of getting on our hands and knees and addressing these bums, I'm talking about elected officials, all of them, are over. I mean, they're elected to serve us. And what they've done, they have just committed heinous crimes against their own population that they represent. So I applaud the gentleman for his stance there.
Amen to that. I'd like to ask one question before I let you go on to other topics. The subject of squalene being in the H1N1 virus, can you talk about that a little bit, what it means and what it will do to our immune systems?
I do not have the answer to that. I'm sorry to say. I don't know. I have not heard any discussion about the immune system, about antibodies, antigens, and what have you, how they come to play in this. So I'm sorry, I have to pass on that question.
Barbara, do you have any information on the squalene?
I know just a little tiny bit about squalene, and I know that it is an oil, and it's very like unto what we actually have in and throughout our nervous system and also found in the brain. And there's the possibility that when it's injected, the immune system attacks it as an enemy to be eliminated. And so therefore it makes it more virulent. And so it's very, very serious. There is information among some that squalene was used as an ingredient in the anthrax vaccine that caused so much problem. So it is like unto a natural oil that is in our own system, and it creates havoc. And it's
that's been my understanding too, Barbara, is that it's going to induce opportunistic autoimmune diseases. Wherever you're genetically the weakest is the autoimmune disease that will jump your bones, so to speak. And I'm interviewing Dr. Rebecca Carley here in the next few weeks, and I'm going to be putting that question to her. But I would encourage both of you to find out about this squalene, because what I'm hearing is the active ingredient that's going to do us all in the long term with regard to these forced vaccinations is the squalene.
Right.
Say again.
Very, very interesting part of the mix. Go ahead.
What was his last statement? I missed it.
What I said, Joel, was I've been told that the active ingredient in the vaccinations that are going to be forced upon us this fall that's going to do the damage to us is the squalene and the effect it's going to have on the autoimmune system.
Oh, okay.
And, you know, MS and all of those things. I think that it's because it's so like unto what we actually have in our systems. And I guess that's one of the reasons that people have, you know, those who create the product want to use it. I also have information that squalene contributed to cascade of reactions and the Gulf War syndrome, and that it's an oil-formulated adjuvant, and it's key ingredient in today's vaccines, not just the new one that they're going to prepare for us. Let's see. What else do I have?
Well, let me just say, though, this one thing, because I know you want to move on to other things, but I was up on the treadmill working out, and I had RBN on my computer, and I have to curse you for getting me out of the middle of my routine, but I have to bless you for the show that you're doing here.
Okay.
The new World Order Beast is genetically modifying your food. Genetically modifying. Mixing vegetables with animals. And now experimenting with viruses. Viruses. Without a long-term food solution, you will have just two options. Starve or surrender. Surrender. All canned food supplies will eventually run out. What then? Then. Grow your own healthy food and feed your family forever. SurvivalistSeeds.com is now the nation's largest bulk heirloom seed company. And it's owned by a real patriot, Big John Lipscomb. You can now have an infinite amount of healthy vegetables like a watermelon, a bundle of carrots, or tomatoes for a little more than a penny each. SurvivalistSeeds.com. And now you can go into business with Big John at SurvivalistSeeds.com by becoming an affiliate. See his link at SurvivalistSeeds.com. SurvivalistSeeds.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Welcome back to Corn on the 4th of July. In case you're wondering out there, squaling, I have it spelled as S-Q-U-A-L-E-N-E. I'm not sure that I've got it spelled exactly right, but I'm looking at a reference that I made in a note long ago. UCLA medical team Michael Whitehouse and Francis Beck injected squalene in the 1970s into rats and guinea pigs. Few oils were more effective at causing animal versions of arthritis and MS. And in 1999, Dr. Johnny Lorentzen out of Sweden found that an injection, otherwise benign, molecule like squalene can stimulate a self-destructive immune response, even though it occurs naturally in the body. Squalene naturally in the body. It's sort of a pseudo natural body oil that is used as a base for much of the use in vaccines. And so they're also suggesting, Dr. Vieira Schribner said that squalene contributed to a cascade of reactions along with the Gulf War syndrome, connection there. So I hope that answers some curiosity. We'll look into it further. We will do more shows on this impending activity of governments and pseudo-governments like the UN World Health Organization coming down on a world population with a pandemic of an unknown novel H1N1 virus. From whence did it come? and I would say the laboratories. Okay, we're going to thank the callers who have joined with us. We're going to go next to George in Texas. And after that, Joe, I would love to go to the video that you shared with me from CIS. So, George in Texas, you're on.
How you doing?
Fine.
You know, the thing is, I was sitting there reading about the health care bill, about they're going door to door if you ain't got your shots.
That's right.
And the thing is, you know, if they say, well, have you had your bird flu shot? Yeah, I can see a lot of people getting their 12 gauge saying, have you had your bird shot today? You know, because I really think this is getting, I think this is adding fuel to the fire to some of these secessionist movements, because Texas is getting very, very antsy, and I think they're wanting their independence if this stuff keeps up.
Mr. McCutcheon,
would
you say to that?
It's going to keep up, and as I have said a number of times, we only have one response to terminate this assault on our person and our families and our freedoms, and that's to stand up in unison and tell them that we'll have no more of this, and this will terminate it if we can do a mass peaceful revolt on this process and others that are patently unconstitutional and illegal.
Well, I know they're talking.
I would suggest to the listeners out there that you go to your computer, and if you're not computer oriented, find your nephew, your niece, your daughter, or someone who is, and just type in Model State Health Emergency Power Act. Once again, Model State Emergency Power Act, and find out what your state has in that regard. Most states may have something that would give the empowerment to health professionals, not unlike having police powers to enforce just such an event. When you go back and check what's already established in your legislatures, it will make you even more of a question in your mind, or give to you more of a question of how did they know so far in advance. But unfortunately, many states already have this extraordinary empowerment, George, in Texas, to just take over and increase their control over you the minute someone says, I suspicion a pandemic. So let's get prepared. It is timely. They say this fall we maybe have a week or two. This morning or yesterday morning early, Mr. McCutcheon forwarded to me a video. And I was so impressed with the video that I would like to share with you that you probably need to watch it. And Joe's going to tell us what he saw in the video, and I will declare unabashedly that this morning I forwarded the video to the soon-to-be governor of the state of Utah. Ladies and gentlemen, this is no time to feel like you're out of order in trying to contact the one who's in charge of your state or of your county. Joe McCutcheon, tell them what they might find on the video that you were so kind to share with me.
Well, this video, I spent 31 days down on that border in 2005, and I witnessed everything that's in that video. So I can tell you it's absolutely purebred stuff. The one thing other than the outright invasion by illegal Mexicans and OTMs is the absolute destruction of our environment along that border. For 700 miles, there's thousands and thousands of tons of debris that they have deposited as they come across the border, miles inland to the American side.
We'll go to break. We'll come right back, and okay. We'll get the eyewitness report of Joe McCutcheon, today's guest on Born on the 4th of July.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. The because you can handle the truth.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Restore the Republic, the social network for the modern revolutionary, activating the silent masses into action. At RestoreTheRepublic.net, we're seizing power from the globalist world controllers and handing it back to the people. RestoreTheRepublic.net, where patriots rally on the objective. The Liberty Bell tolls once again for a movement on the rise. Make RestoreTheRepublic.net your place to unify and activate the revolution.
Had about enough of the bold-faced lies and propaganda, have you?
Republic Magazine exposes the mainstream media garbage for what it is. Grab a stack and take America back. Use Republic Magazine to wake the people and crush the corporate-controlled propaganda machines. Page after glossy page of factual information to fuel the second American revolution. Get it all and more at RepublicMagazine.com.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Thinking. May we be empowered to reach for the truth. This video is so self-explanatory and beautifully presented. Back to you, Joe. Tell them a little bit about what it tells.
Well, first of all, I want to assure you that it's totally legitimate in every means. And I'll give you two demonstrations here. I was standing guard at a gorge near Sierra Vista, Arizona, which was near the Naco line. And I thought I heard a whispering, a rustling, and I heard the same noise two or three times, but had failed to go down. So I ran across a U.S. highway down to a bridge with my flashlight, and I flushed out. I counted 60 illegals that came down that trail. What I want to say is coyotes operate not only in a mechanized fashion with vehicles, but they do it in foot trails. And they're as accomplished as the Indians at coming down these gorges. They've done it so many times. They know what rocks to step on. They have instructions how to take their people into our country. And so it's just going unchecked. There's literally thousands daily coming into our country. And as I alluded to earlier, the human and animal environments are being utterly destroyed, the fauna and the flora, as are American citizens being killed that goes unreported over there. So we have no honesty in our press coverage, in our media coverage, whether it be print media, video, or otherwise. And I'm like you. I urge all of your listeners to take the time to look at this video. It is so demonstrative of what's happening and showing that our Border Patrol are filled with excellent, good people, but it's designed to fail. Remember that. It's designed to fail. I could give you tons of examples. I won't take the time to do so. Just take my word for it. And so here again is another attack on middle-class Americans, specifically by destroying our jobs, our way of life, our culture, and our heritage. And this is being it's a frontal assault on what America was designed to be by that Kenyan. And if we don't stand up, I'm fearful nobody else will.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to slowly give you out where you could go find this video. It's put out by a Center for Immigration Studies, and the party to give credit to here is Janice Kephart. That's K-E-P-H-A-R-T, and it deals with the wildlife. And as I mentioned to my husband when I was suggesting he take a look at this, I said just to see the animals in their habitat, like a secret camera watching, which it is, it's just absolutely amazing. And how quickly the foot traffic goes along the path, and then shortly after you see the illegal move on his way, then you can see a bear as well. So I'm going to slowly give this out. I'm just going to do it once, and rest assured that maybe you would like to see that your particular representative or executive leader, whatever, a governor in your state, might take the opportunity to look upon this. Actually, don't you wonder where our leaders get their information from? Well, we were told today by reading from the words of the Secretary of State, it's not from the citizenry, it's from elite groups like the CFR. So here we go. https://cis.org/videos/hidden cameras-illegal immigration. I kidded you. I'll do it one more time. https://cis.org/videos/hidden cameras-illegal immigration. Worth your time. I was so excited to look at that. I looked at it twice. It's just happening every minute along the border. And we talk about the movement of this administration, so much of it originating from the Department of Homeland Security, Janet Napolitano. We had 287G, wherein a law enforcement person could be trained by the Border Patrol or ICE and have the understanding of how to inquire of an illegal, pertinent information and proceed with deportation. 287G has been gutted of late by the Department of Homeland Security under Janet Napolitano, limiting of the check for immigration status, and then not only limited that they cannot do that anymore, and then they say have all of the legal activity taking place, having the courts involved before someone can be deported. You ask for an agenda for the failure of this nation, there you have some of it. Can you imagine that that's exactly what they are trying to do from the Department of Homeland Security?
Oh, yes. There's been an assault on our sovereignty for the last 15 or 20 years. It was subtle in the beginning, but it's just ravenous now. And here again, I don't know where our citizens are scared, where they're lazy, where they still have confidence in our leadership, that they would not betray us. But believe me, they betrayed us across the board on so many, many issues. And immigration, illegal immigration, and for that matter, legal immigration. And I'll pose the question again. Why would our leadership allow this nation to be overrun with third world foreign nationals who offer nothing on the table but cheap labor and living in squalid conditions and who are working to destroy our middle stance, middle class Americans' living status? It's just absurd what they've done to us.
I understand that President Obama, as political organization, which is called Organizing for America, will be running the first of the TV ads for the new Universal Health Project. They're actually going to be advertising for the health program. And these ads are going to be running in Arkansas. Maybe you've seen one. Indiana, Florida, Louisiana, Maine, and North Dakota, and Nebraska, and Ohio. And the group, Organizing for America, is refusing to reveal the cost of this ad campaign, urging the United States citizen to support Obama's trillion-dollar health care plan.
I haven't looked at the demographics of those states you just mentioned, Barbara Jean. I can talk a little bit about Arkansas. Arkansas only voted 40% for the Kenyan, and I thought it was curious that Obama invited Arkansas's attorney general to come up and talk on behalf of Sotomayor. And that's a curious can of worms right there. And I've had some confrontation with Dusty McDaniel, Arkansas's attorney general, Dusty McDaniel, who seizes on every opportunity to parlay any kind of a operation into his personal political life. And so I expect those states probably did not go too heavily for the Kenyan, and he's trying to shore up his support those states.
Well, with a blitz for the folks across the nation to get on board with this health plan, the cost of it seems to be just mind-boggling in the trillions of dollars. We're just talking in Washington, trillions to do all this, a little happiness that we're going to have. I think maybe America might just be in shock. Maybe that's why nobody's speaking out or standing up or saying, hey, wait a minute, you know, I'm not going to put up with this. It's almost hilarious. We have other countries feeling sorry for the the people of America. I don't like to be in that category.
Well, let's put the big lie on this whole thing. They call it reform. And as I said earlier, it's not, how can it be reform when you go for one system, that is fee-for-service or private health care, which we enjoy now, best health care in the world, going directly to a communist form of health care? There's no reform to it. You go from one system to another system.
Well, I'm laughing, but my chuckling is very, very sad because I just hear the folks wanting to have something done with their health care, and yet we've had some experience in our household lately, and certainly it does cost a lot of money. But overall, I am so in awe when the right team gets to working right, they can succeed and do many wondrous things for your survival and mine. So I would like to give credit to health care. If I were a healthcare professional, I guess I'd be quaking in my shoes over the onslaught on the industry.
I find it curious that the president of Italy came over here for a heart transplant. I find it curious that Canadians are lined up at the border to come in for our services. Same thing in the UK. Yet these criminals that we elect to represent us are dead set on implementing selective health care. It's another form of genocide. I can see it coming down the road. Oldsters, they'll say, well, you're at the end of your life. Here's a youngster that deserves this more, or these procedures are not going to be available, et cetera, et cetera. To let a bureaucrat be in charge of my health care, I can't. That's so offensive, I can't even talk about it.
I think we should respond with, okay, you have the same as I do, and then maybe we can play. Do not let the senators or the members of the House or the president have any different kind of health care program or plan than they are going to offer the citizen of the United States.
I challenged Arkansas senior U.S. Senator Blanche Lincoln. I call her the Delta Duchess. She never saw an ag subsidy that she didn't like. Of course, she comes from a plantation family in the Delta. And I said, Duchess, you give up your health care. You're perfect. And her husband, by the way, is a physician. You give up your health care and distribute it out here to some of these other folks, and I'll accept it. And I know that's going to terminate that discussion immediately.
We have Quince in Pennsylvania. Hi there.
Good afternoon. This is a great show, as usual, Barbara Jean.
Thank you.
I wanted to add my two cents in here. Don't feel discouraged, because the message is getting out slowly, and this is how the war is going to be won, as you well know. More and more people need to hear your message, needs to hear RBN, and I would encourage your listeners to go to RBN's purchase site and buy the business cards, 100 at a time, and just start handing them out. And write Barbara Jean Show on the back and give them to people and just let them tune in. Now, sure, there's a certain number of people that will and certain won't, but you just got to keep pushing and keep pushing, and that's how we're going to find our motivated populace.
Well, that's a good suggestion. I'm sure that maybe some people will call RBN. We thank you for your comments. Do you, in your circle of friends in Pennsylvania, do you sense the urgency of the hour with this onslaught of legislation and a change in America toward fascism, communism, corporatism, New World story? How does it go down in Pennsylvania?
There is an extreme urgency here. I had a lunch with a state representative 10 days ago, and he expressed to me that he felt that the situation had gotten dire when there was no more hands on the controls, that the controls in D.C. and in the state are being run by powers that are unseen by the general constituency of the elected officials, and that there had to be something done so that the general populace could understand that our mechanism of government is no longer under the control or the limitations of its constituency or the Constitution.
Very well put.
Thank you, Barbara Jean. Continue on.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Joe, as we have said, it is startling to arrive at this juncture. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a person who would get a banner and take his plane and carry that banner across the skies to help in a election process, a citizen taking action on his own, create billboards to give out the truth. And you've been working right in the face of those leaders in your state of Arkansas. They know you well. You write letters and essays. You do it all. And do you have a website that a listener could go to that would be helpful to them to understand some of what you're doing?
Yes, ma'am. It's www.arkansasfreedom.com. Arkansasfreedom.com.
And for those that think it's very, very interesting when people know something, do you have a personal experience with Bill Clinton that you might share with this audience so they know that people can intertwine and involve themselves? And early on, you thought that he was a good guy, didn't you?
Oh, I surely did. I spent a lot of time with Bill, and one of my more memorable experience with Bill, and one night we were at a meeting at some convention center in some, I don't remember where it was. Out of during the meeting, he said, "Let's go outside in the foyer." So we went outside. He said, "I'd like to pray." So we were right by a big fountain, and he offered up a prayer. And I was absolutely startled by that and pleased. There have been a lot of things said about Bill that are not true and that I never witnessed anyway. But I spent a whole, actually, three-fourths of a year campaigning with Bill and Hillary after his defeat. He was elected governor when he was 31 years old. He got defeated after the first term, and I spent nearly the next year campaigning with he and Hillary. Hillary's another story. But Bill, I thought he would pull over to the center, but he never did, so I had to divorce myself from those two.
We'll be right back. You've been listening to Joe McCutchen. We'll go to the final segment right here on RBN, Born on the 4th of July.
How would you like to cook any meal using no electricity or gas and cook your meals off the grid? Well, now you can, thanks to the Survival Oven. The Survival Oven is the most amazing off-grid solar oven that can cook anything that a conventional oven can without the energy bills. By condensing sunlight, the Survival Oven can produce temps up to 350 degrees, cook delicious and nutritious meals, sterilize water, dehydrate food, and so much more, all at zero operating costs. The Survival Oven can be used year-round, even in the coldest sub-zero temperatures, and is a must for emergency preparedness and even everyday use. Visit survivaloven.com to get your very own Survival Oven. Order the Survival Oven now, and we'll get you started with two cooking pots and a recipe booklet absolutely free. At less than 10 pounds, you can take Survival Solar Oven with you anywhere. Call 877-642-1553 or go to survivaloven.com. That's survivaloven.com.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Returning to our final segment, I want to thank Joe McCutchen out of Arkansas for all that he is and that all he's willing to do for this great nation. Are you having any fun, Joe? Are you going flying? Are you celebrating the summer? These ideas of these poison arrows being shot to the heart of America are hard to step away from, but I'm hoping you're enjoying and finding joy in living along with all this trauma.
Well, the 4th of July, Barbara and I were at James Madison's estate, and also the same day we threw lemons at Stonewall Jackson's grave, so we had a great Fourth. We didn't celebrate the Fourth. We commemorated the Fourth. We've been such a disappointment to the founders, it almost brings tears to my eyes.
It surely does. As we prepare to inform and try every way possible to get together with a leader here in Utah with information about the supposed impending pandemic, I think they're for real. I don't think anybody's fooling around from the World Health Department on down to Sibelius in the Health and Human Services, and for little children with vaccines on their schedule as they enter school. It's interesting, a Canadian Free Press and the author Judy McLeod is warning everybody July 16th, 2009, that the Discovery Channel will be showing a viral pandemic survival show. And it's called The Colony. So if anyone wants to put something like that on their schedule, it's coming up shortly on the Discovery Channel. It is a controlled experiment to see exactly what it would take to survive and rebuild after a global catastrophe. That's scheduled to air this autumn. So there are all kinds of ways to get the information that is wanted out to the public. Back to you, Joe. Final comments.
Well, I'd be remiss. I understand that former Governor Mike Huckabee of Arkansas is in third place in the presidential campaign. I would certainly like for your listeners, if they are enamored by Huckabee, to turn onto my website, ArkansasFreedom.com, and go to Arkansas's own Trail of Tears. This is the fellow that broke the Constitution by bringing in a Mexican consulate, which has served to bring in thousands upon thousands of illegals into our already impoverished state.
These are evil deeds of these people, and it just seems like we don't stop that. We can't stop it for some reason. That's absolutely ridiculous, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. And it's just, they get away. There's, as we pointed at the top of the show, they don't even bother to cover up their insolence and arrogance and criminality anymore. They just do it, and the people are of no concern.
And didn't they get to have their own space, their own building without charge or something like that?
Oh, yes. They brought the state's taxpayers paid for a good part of the consulate, and I FOI'd to get all this information. By the way, those FOIAs are on the website. Specifically asking certain questions, and they covered and hid and lied about it. But it was backed by the Waltons and the Tysons and many of the Stevens in Arkansas, huge corporations that, here again, it's a nexus between government and corporations, both enjoying a symbiotic relationship.
Joe
at
McCutcheon.
The expense of the taxpayer citizens.
Have a great day. Your website, one more time, ArkansasFreedom.com. .com. There we go. Have a great weekend. We'll do it again real soon.
Thanks Thank you,
for
Barbara
being
Jean.
On Born on the 4th of July.
With recent